In a forested bottomland of southeastern Connecticut, amid stony outcroppings and strewn granite boulders, lies an unusual cluster of 9 beehive-like stone shelters. As far back as anybody can remember, including the Pequot Indians, the area has had a funny name, Gungeewomp. When I first heard about the place, I called around and found David Barron, then the president of the Gungeewomp Society. He invited me to join him on a walk in the woods with some fresh recruits, mostly married couples in their 50s. He told me that Gungeewompers believed the odd stone huts are Celtic dwellings, an abandoned camp left by Irish monks who visited America 1,500 years ago. After parking our cars on the side of a remote road, a dozen of us slipped into the woods. Barron, a tall man with sprouts of white hair exploding out from under a Greek fisherman's cap, marched with vigor, bubbling with enthusiasm. As a guide, he cut a familiar figure. He possessed a partiality for crippling puns. When someone had to peel off early from the group, he shouted to them, "Shalom on the range!" He smoked so much his white mustache was tainted yellow. He had a salty way of sprinkling his comments with innuendo that amused the wives, yet affected a Victorian coyness about cursing. When I found some trash, beer cans and cigarette butts, obviously left at one shelter by some teenagers, he let fly the foulest term possible, "Scheitzen!" Then Barron led us to a large rock. He wanted to know if we noticed anything. There were some lichens on it, not much else. We stared intently. Barron explained that the rock had faded carvings on it and that one of them was a Chi Rho, a symbol that superimposes the letter X over the stem of a capital P and served as an early emblem of Christianity. We all squinted. "This particular style of Chi Rho was common among Irish monks during the 5th to 7th centuries A.D., Barron told us excitedly, linking the symbol to a time when a certain Brendan the Navigator of Ireland, according to legend, sailed west in search of the promised land of saints. Do you see it?" We all leaned over, carefully scanning every blotchy divot. An uneasy silence, broken only by the cracking of twigs beneath our boots, seized the forest. Slightly annoyed at our befuddled postures, Barron turned an exasperated, upturned palm toward some mild indentations. He sneeringly referenced skeptics at Harvard and Yale who had looked at this evidence and were unimpressed. "Harvard," he said with thick snark. Right away, you got the sense that there were two kinds of esoteric knowledge at odds here. The elite, evidence-based world of Yale. And this other kind of knowledge, Baronic knowledge, that meant you had to see things differently. Barron took a piece of chalk from his pocket and traced over some worn dimples, and there it was. A white Chi Rho leapt off the speckled gray of the boulder like a 3D trick. Many in the crowd oohed and ahed. It was an emotional moment to stand in this quiet hardwood bottomland and suddenly feel it instantly transform into a place of antiquity. A new idea had us in its grip. This notion that Irish mariners once stood right here 1,500 years ago. Then again, a few of us eyeballed another nearby chiseling, smoothed down by weather in much the same way, and we wondered what runic name it went by, J.C. III. When you come across a guy like David Barron, you think, haven't I met him before? The eccentric demeanor, the cocksure certainty for his ideas, that panting cascade of arcane information about things like Chi Rhos. He's the guy with enough self-accumulated knowledge about local archaeology and medieval orthography and lithic architecture to cobble together a theory about this place. He's a type, right? Individuals like Barron can be men or women, old or young, but chances are their gusto for their singular obsession is captivating. Or irritating, depending on your mood that day. And one other thing. I'm speaking from personal experience now. Part of this package typically involves an unusual hat. We all know these people. They are recurring American characters. These people are amateurs.